Hazreti Enbiya Aleyhisselam come with three basic messages. كلوا من الطيبات. Eat halal and pure. وَأَمَلُوا صَالِحًا. And number three, وَإِنَّ هَذِي أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةُ وَاحِدًا. This is just one path. You are a single nation. So basically, there's three messages. أَكْلَ طَيِّب, أَمَلَ صَالِح, and remain one single nation on a single path. So when there is the iltizam, there is the commitment of Akhla Tayyib, that itself will motivate Amal Salih. And when there is Amal Salih will motivate the single nation, the spirit of a single nation. But if the Akhla Tayyib is being compromised, then from there Amal Salih will be affected, and when Amal Salih is affected, then the unity of the nation and the unity of the Ummah will be broken down. So the importance of Akhla Tayyib. Generally, Akhla Tayyib is considered a small thing. Halal and pure is counted as a small thing. But the effect of it is tremendous. Tremendous. It's beyond your reasoning and beyond imagination how great it is. Hence, you see, both are being linked up, Akhla Tayyib and Amal Saleh. Akhla Tayyib and Amal Saleh. Someone asked Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, why is it that we don't see the type of barakat in the madaris nowadays as we were accustomed to seeing in the past? In the past, the madrasa buildings were all dilapidated, small, not well furnished, and they wouldn't provide the type of comforts that students enjoy nowadays. But in spite of them not having those comforts, not having those luxuries, you saw great personalities coming out from these very, very institutes, these very, very madrasas, but great people are coming out. One person, and he is sufficient to take care of an entire community, entire nation, entire people. One person is sufficient to take care. And now you see an abundance everywhere, in spite of them being so much in numbers, but you don't see the type of production and you don't see the type of results. So the answer is quite evident, but it is difficult to digest. The answer is that in the earlier days, people used to work and they used to earn with the sweat of their brow. So they were simple jobs. It wasn't a complicated job. And the element of halal was very high in their earnings. Very, very high. So when the element of halal was very high in their earnings, then this was the very people that had contributed to madrasas, institutes, madrasas, masjids, and other dini organizations. So these dini institutes, they generally run with public wealth. And the public's wealth will decide now what is the type of wealth that's coming in, that is the behavior that will be reflected on the students, in the madrasa, the students. So when 100% halal was coming in, it was driving the students in one direction, driving towards righteousness, towards piety, towards goodness. So all theme was one, their direction was the same, their fikr and concern was all alike, all identical. And then when the madrasa had been producing, it was producing people of that quality as well. When they went out, they had that qualities of qanaat, of contentment, qualities of patience, qualities of perseverance, qualities of ithar and preferring others over themselves. So wherever they went, the whole community rallied around them. So there was a better understanding, there was a healthy Islamic spirit, there was a healthy Islamic community. But now, you don't get that level of, that quality of wealth coming into the madrasas. People are looking for easy wealth. And they're looking for abundance of wealth. One is easy and abundance. So they're getting the easy and the abundance of the wealth they're getting, but in that, there is some percentage of adulteration, somewhere more and somewhere less. But that adulteration is there. So this is coming in, and this is the thing that is feeding and keeping those madrasas. So you find that type of poor results coming out of the students. Okay. So now, those students are coming out, they're going to other places, but you will find the element of jealousy in those students that are graduating. They're jealous now. He's progressing, I didn't progress. He's made these strides, I haven't made these strides. He's become so popular, I don't have that popularity. Right? Then, they don't have that level of contentment that the previous people had. It's haram. And haram, the very nature of haram, or this contamination, wants abundance. And when you want abundance, then you're not so careful as to what you're taking in. Is it strictly halal? Is there any element of doubt? So you're not concerned about it. Whatever comes, it must come, so long as there's an abundance, there's a good amount of it, see? So those people that are sending it, they have these type of qualities, they are content, they don't have the degree of perseverance. And this is being sent to the madrasa. Children are being fed and they are being taken care of the same thing. The ustads are being paid from the same type of wealth. So now the products that will come out of the madrasa will be the same. They don't have the perseverance, they don't have the contentment, they don't have that level of sincerity. So if they go anywhere, now there's a problem, there's a fight, there's misunderstanding, there's disunity, there's discontentment, there is the element of pride, of arrogance. So where is this coming from? It's stemming from this point. So many a times it is with us that we are looking at the branches and the leaves, we are looking at the roots. So the Quran is starting with Kulu min at-tayyibat. Kulu min at-tayyibat, then amala salih, and then inna hadhi ummatukum ummatan wahida. Right? This is the tartib. In Jannat as well, you'll find the same tartib. The same tartib. It started off from akal, and then everything else started going on from that point, from the eating This is where mankind's whole structure breaks. When that akal goes a little bit wrong, there's some problem, inconsistency in the eating, then the behavior and the outlook, everything will begin to change. See? Everything will be affected. So it starts with that point. So the importance of us remaining content, see, one who remains committed to dini work, Allah will take care of it. Something to drink. Drink. Allah Ta'ala will take care of his deen. And Allah Ta'ala will take care of those that take care of his deen. In tansurullah yansurkum. That's the promise of Allah Ta'ala. So he will take care. So he'll take care of you. But the problem comes is where you're looking for faltu wealth, for additional wealth. The basic wealth Allah will give it to you for your moderate living, eating, comfort, all Allah will give you. But when you're looking for excessive wealth, you're looking for more wealth, that's where the problem all starts off from. Are you seeing that person, or in the masjid, are you seeing that person? And he's going for so many holidays, he's driving this type of car, and he can move around like this, and I can't be like him. I can't be like him. So that aspect of contentment is not there. See? And the thing that is acceptable to Allah Ta'ala is not the abundance, it is the quality. Allah Ta'ala wishes to see the quality of the action. That you got such a community to work with and you are faced with such odds. What's the level of your tolerance and perseverance? Can you persevere? Can you tolerate? So this is what Allah Ta'ala is looking at. But then we are saying, no. If he can do it, I must do it. If he can have this comfort, I must have that comfort. So the outlook of the alim has changed. The outlook of the alim must be, I said earlier, la rahata ba'd al-yawm. That's the outlook of the alim. The alim's outlook mustn't be that if he can have this luxury, I must have it. Then your whole outlook has changed. See, where everything changes from a man is where his outlook changes. I was looking at the tafsir, Bayan al-Quran, under the same ayat, إِنَّ هَذِي أُمَّتُكُمْ إِنْ فَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. I was looking at the tafsir. Mu'ala says, the first thing that changes is the outlook of a man. His outlook changes. So I couldn't understand what he means by outlook changing. So then I began to think, Allah could put into my mind with an example. See, with an example, the picture becomes more clear, more evident. There's four cousins or brothers or friends that start off a business. They're all bachelors now, and they all started off a business. So their main theme is to build up a capital, to run the business, see that the business is thriving, is flourishing. Soon one gets married, second, third, fourth. Now the one's wife begins to educate him. You see, you're doing all the fikr, and these people are eating out of your fikr and out of your mehnat. So it's not right. So then he asked him, what must I do then? So you must do something in the quiet. You must do something in the quiet. It's your brains, it's your work, and this will enjoy. So You must do something in the quiet and you build up your capital. So now he does something in the quiet, he starts doing some private business. When he does start off the private business, that common figure is gone. Before there was a common figure, now let this partnership progress. This partnership and this shirkat must progress. Now, it's not the shirkat, it is my capital that must grow. So do you see the first scenario was a partnership, and now the second scenario is my business must progress. So the outlook has changed. When the outlook has changed, now his behavior will change. Alright, before he was making that figure, sick, no sick, whatever, but he's making the figure that the shop must run like this, whatever, prices must be right, and the staff must be on time, and the goods must be well displayed, and they must be there on time, all that, everything he was particular of. So now the figure has changed from the partnership to the individual. He's not so worried, things come on time, or he's not so concerned. His main theme and concern now is that his business must flourish. So that becomes the primary thing, and this becomes the secondary thing. Now when the theme in him changes, then slowly it becomes noticeable to the other partners. Okay, but he doesn't have the fikr now like he had before. When he doesn't show that figure, then why should we show the figure? Before he had that figure, he should get up, he should display, he should see everything is happening. And now he doesn't show that figure. So when he doesn't have that figure, then why should we show that figure? Then they discover, oh, he's doing something in the private. So if he can do it, then why can't we do it? So is the outlook the same? The outlook has changed now. Before there was one outlook, now the outlook has changed. Before it was the joint partnership. Now it's a private business. So the same happens with Ummat. When your outlook changes, before it was a common cause, the cause of the Ummat. Now it's your name, it's your integrity, it's your personality. So it shifted now, the outlook has shifted. When the outlook has shifted now, you can't be united. So you'll find in this business also now, they can't be united now. Now I say, alright, hey, we'd rather break this business up. Because we're not seeing that well that we used to see once upon a time. Everybody's outlook has changed, everybody's figure has changed, their ways and their concern for the business has changed, so we don't see that amount, so rather we separate. So he's taken his thing and he's gone, he's taken his thing and he's gone. So that unity that was once, now that unity doesn't remain. So this is what happens in deen as well. When that outlook changes, then the behavior changes. And when the behavior changes, it becomes noticeable. When it becomes noticeable, then everybody takes their own ways. You're going one direction, he's going in another direction. And when you change direction, then instead of you cooperating with your brother, now you become a rival. Before you were cooperating, you were a partner. Now you're no more a partner, now you're a rival. You want to see your thing, your name, anything that has that's holding your name and your brand must progress. And your brother's thing, anything that is holding his name, that must go down. You see, whatever is holding your name, that must progress. And whatever is holding his name, must go down. So it's before it was a common cause, the cause of deen. Now it is not the cause of deen, it is the cause of your name. It is the cause of your emblem. Your name must progress. Your thing must go on, your thing must thrive, must flourish, and his thing must go down. Right? So this is where the whole dini structures begin to fail, they begin to collapse, and we no longer can thrive as a brotherhood, we can no longer thrive as a nation. And the shaitan understood this. When the shaitan understood this, then he knew how to break. You see? So this divide and rule is not something recent, creation of the English, no. Yes, shaitan created it long time he made this thing here. Just that the English adopted it. They were in cahoots with shaitan, so very quickly they could adopt it, and they could also take it, they could progress the same thing. They applied the same principles and they broke. So if we want that type of brotherhood, that type of love and muhabbat, then you have to start it from the root. And one of the root thing is contentment. And then contentment will come when we are quite happy with this, that akla halal. We aren't looking beyond that. This akla halal, we're getting that halal, that amount. Then you'll find contentment coming. When there's contentment, there's love, mutual love and muhabbat. And when there's mutual love and muhabbat, now you can work as a single unit. And when you work as a single unit, then you find barakat and good coming out to that proportion. Right? Allah Ta'ala Tawfiq Naseeb Kareem.